Lord. Okay, folks. So you can see the thing to the again. Love and compassion. Those of you who were here last week or have caught up with the message that went out online, or looked at the WhatsApp message when I sent the slide, will be familiar with this slide. This was virtually the last thing that I shared with you. You remember we were talking about standing firm in what we believe in, being bold and courageous, and doing everything in love. And this was one of the verses from Ephesians 5. That in everything we do, be imitators of God. And you may remember that I said, I'm not going to say too much about this word, because I think I'm going to speak on it next week and some of the other verses. And the next verse I did speak on, speaking of Jesus' compassion, that Matthew 9, all the vast crowds were gathered around him, and he was filled with compassion. So I intended to speak on the first one, but then Sandra brought me this Bible. This used to belong to Graham Young, and it was one of several Bibles and his family gave to Sandra after she died. And Sandra, I don't know what message she was saying. Freedom in Christ. I need to be set free from something. Faith, creed, no faith, woman, your political views in warfare, they will support the victim of both sides, the soldier of both sides. They don't get punished. Nonetheless, I don't support them, but I recognise the good work they do. The other thing that I found in him was a little star. Matthew 14. I don't know that verse. So I have to go look it up. So when Jesus landed, he had a huge crowd waiting for him. Seeing so many people, his heart was deeply moved with compassion toward them. So he healed the sick. What is that word, compassion? It rang a bell, like we saw on the previous one, something very similar to the previous one. Well, I think this was last Sunday afternoon, so earlier in the day, we looked at similar. So I went out into the garden, and I was wandering around. Are you saying something? And there was Still in bloom, and along every branch with the heart-shaped flower. I felt God really stir my heart. I'm not going to speak on Ephesians 5. He wants me to speak. He wants me to discover about. So that's where we're going. That's why we're going here this week and not as I had thought. I'm going to get you to the camera. So you might want to sort of face each other. It's just two or three minutes. How would you define compassion? What, if you were compiling this disorder, what word would you use that means compassion? Because we can use the word, and we use it intentionally. So what do we mean? What do we mean? When we hear that word, when we heard that Jesus was filled with compassion for the crowds that were around him. What was so, face one another and try and make sense of that. Yeah, you speak it out loud. fruit salad and a big issue. It came up to me. And I didn't like the big issue. I reached in my pocket and took out a 5-pound note. I'm not very good with names, but she was probably in her own country. And gave her a 5-pound note. And she said, I'm sorry, she gave it back to me. I have no shame. And I put it in my wallet. My heart was breaking. Took the big issue and gave her £10. God bless. She took it. There was something about her that just touched my heart. Mm-hmm. I would feel as a social worker, I worked with a street animals in Norwich.
Yes. remember there was a time for not a small child, very small, and
this child. Okay, let's see what God's got to say about the period when Moses passed in front of him and proclaimed the law, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, faithful, maintaining love profound, and beginning with the Lord. So this is my name, and this is what my name means. I am the name. I can do no other than be gracious, loving, faithful to the many, the multitude, forgiving their rebellion, all their wickedness, all our lamentations, yet I call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You'll have sung those words, that hymn, many a time. Compassion never fails. Never wane. We wait every day there for us to receive. love. And then clothed in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. He's making that wedding promise, if you like, to us. Just as you promised to your spouse, maybe you said the words love, honor, obey, whatever you promised. Doing good works is good. I'm not knocking good works, but good works on their own are insufficient. You know, we have food banks in the village, and it is meeting a need, a real need. People have a real need. Real need to know that there is a place for them in the eternal kingdom of God. Life everlasting, salvation, forgiveness. I mean, you know, this world is a difficult place to live in. You have started in service by praying about some of the difficulties and challenges that we know people we love having to deal with. You've got them. So those challenges we face. We face these challenges in our own strength. We can't, do we? You know, it just grinds us down trying to do it in our own strength. Therefore, as God God's chosen people, holy and in love, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, so it's not enough, folks, to put on the armour of God and the crown. You've got to put on his clothes. Every day we put on our undergarments and overgarments. Every day we also need clothing. Because it's really easy to forget about one or other of these, or to start one or other during the day. You need to put them on. Keep them on. And keep them in good order. Everything a little bit frayed around the edges. You need to ask God to have them. Bring them back. Ephesians 4. Quite a longer passage. Do not let any unwholesome thoughts come out of your mouth, but only what's helpful to building others up according to their needs, that may benefit those who need it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all fitting, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be calm and compassionate for one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave us. Be and compassionate for one another. Every person needs to do everything. Remember that verse in last week. Do everything. Word and say, every action, every moment of quiet and stillness be done in love. Filled with compassion. Be kind and compassionate. This isn't just what I like about it. And I won't wonder in my armor. But it's actually doing things that are going to change everyone. So, where does this lead you, folks? All the things that we've covered this morning. What have you been challenged by? Was there a word that was on the screen? Was there something I said? Has God spoken to you? Is the Spirit nudging you about some aspect? What have you been reassured by? Actually, I'm not a 99% bad person. There are something that is going well. How much God be seeking to change you? Move you on. You know, we spoke last week about being bold and courageous. Are you ready for that challenge? And if you're sort of ready, not quite sure how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, what you're going to do, you need to say to someone, will you join me in prayer? Is there anything you need to do before you leave here today? So, because you know you may be one one of these people that, yeah, I feel God saying, I should do this, that, change this. And you go away, and life gets in the way. Maybe you just need to say to someone, saying this to me, so they can be an encouragement to you. Two or three minutes. I'm not going to hold you long. Go for it.